I thought I'd talk today about some books that Scrum 11 introduced me to, and he said, "You're really, really going to enjoy these. You know, you should get reading them." And I didn't for a while because I'm terrible when it comes to books, you know, because I kind of like books that I'm familiar with, and it takes me a wee while to just look at that strange book that I haven't read by an author I don't know and think, oh, hey, what the heck, I'll give this a go. And I don't know why, because 9 times out of 10, I really enjoy the books. But, you know, Martin Conway's been trying to get me to read Shadow Dancer. I forget who it's by now, but it's a book about an IRA lady who she has to become an informer in the end. And then there's another one by Dean Koontz, The Watchers, he keeps telling me to read, and I haven't read them, and I've got them there, and, you know, I don't look at them, which is dreadful, really. But anyway, I took Jack's advice, and I read these Kathy Glass books, and I believe there are quite a few of them. I've only read some of them, but I thought maybe I would talk about them, and then if people are interested, they can you know, get them on Audible or buy them or whatever. They're read by a great person called Danica Fairman. I've never had any books read by her before, but she's very good and very expressive, and I think she gets it just right, really. In no particular order, apart from probably alphabetically, the first book I'll talk about is called Daddy's Little Princess. And Kathy and her husband John, and then later Kathy on her own when they get divorced, she's a foster carer, and so she writes, I think they call it autobiographically, about herself and the children that she's fostered. And what she does is she changes dates and names and places in order to protect the interest of the child. So Daddy's Little Princess is about a little girl who's 7 or 8 that she adopts. And it's thought at first that this child is possibly being abused by her father. But what's really interesting is she's not being abused sexually, as in, you know, physically sexually abused. She's being abused emotionally, so she's being made to wear all these tarty clothes and things like that for her father, and they call it emotional incest. But the positive thing about it is that the father seeks help from the correct people, from psychologists and so on, and one of his friends becomes his girlfriend, and it ends up really happy, and the little girl goes back home and begins to live in a normal environment. Now, I'm sure for every one happy ending that Kathy writes about, there must be 5 or 6 others that, you know, that aren't happy. But I like this book. I'd never heard the term emotional incest before, and it gave quite a good insight into how it worked, and also how the child's behaviour began to alter when her father's behaviour altered as well, you know, and became more normal. So yeah, that was quite interesting. I've got a little reminder here for which book to talk about next, but I've just remembered which one I wanted to speak about. They're probably one of the most upsetting books is Damaged, that Kathy Glass has written, and this is about a little 7-year-old girl who has been abused by a paedophile ring, but they can never prove it. They do prove it later on when another little girl's been abused, but they don't manage to prove it, you know, for her. But we know that it went on because of the things that this little girl disclosed. And the awful thing is that the damage that she suffered basically stunted her growth in every way, mentally, not so much physically, actually, because she was quite a big girl and quite heavy for her age. But because she was hit a lot and things like that, she was learning disabled, And it's very, very, very sad. But even for her, the way that book, I shouldn't really give away the endings, but hey, I mean, you know, otherwise people might think, oh, well, I'm not sitting there reading that if I don't know, you know, if I don't know whether it's going to end happy or not, or just have me in tears the whole time. But it ends up that this little girl needs more advanced therapy, and she goes into a special unit where they can care for her properly and work with her behavioural difficulties and tantrums and things like that. And that is a totally amazing book. Really, really is. It's the best one of the lot, but also the saddest one, definitely. Okay, so Hidden is a nice story. It's about a little boy who's, I think he's 10 or 11, and he's half Afro-Caribbean and half Malaysian, and she fosters him for a while. And all the time, this little boy keeps telling her how good his dad is and how his dad's really good at football and golf and all these different things. And he has a mother that's drunk, and we think she's probably a prostitute and different things like that. And he keeps telling the foster carer, Kathy, that his father is in Nigeria. And she wants to believe him, but obviously nobody really knows. And it's so nice because eventually the father manages to find his son, and it tells all about, you know, how they meet up and everything. But this little boy in his earlier life was made to work in a factory in London, where he had to work making bags with other illegal immigrants. And he got a scar as a result of it when he fell asleep and a machine ran over his arm. So that's also a lovely story. Although at first you don't think it's going to be, but it is. Please Don't Take My Baby, I've just read. And that's an interesting book, because you think the ending to that is going to be awful, because this young girl has a child, and although Kathy isn't normally a mother and baby carer, they haven't got nowhere for this young girl to go, and she ends up having her baby and coming back to Kathy's house, and there's all sorts of things wrong. She drinks, she smokes, she's got a really nice steady boyfriend who does sort of try and help her along, but you know, she's given endless chances to keep her baby, and it's nearly taken from her a couple of times. And then eventually she and the boyfriend end up getting married and becoming foster carers themselves. And that, again, is a true story. But you really don't know how that's going to go when you read that. You think that it's going to be a bad ending. Saving Danny is probably the most beautiful book of hers that I've read so far. It's about a little boy who is about 6, and he's autistic, but he's very clever, as many autistic children are. And he has a pet rabbit. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the film After Thomas, where this little boy Kyle has a Thomas dog that he named after Thomas the Tank Engine, the train. Well, this little rabbit's called, this big rabbit, should I say, because it's a giant, is called George. And Danny will talk to George when he won't always talk to other people and things. He comes from quite a middle class family. And the father won't relate to Danny because he thinks that Danny has inherited some stuff from his parents, because he had a brother that was severely disabled, and he thinks Danny's going to be like him. He doesn't realise that actually, you know, Danny's disabilities aren't nowhere near as bad. So Kathy helps to kind of re-educate him. And the mother, of course, is very upset. She's drinking a lot, different things like that. But they eventually do get to have him back home and parent him together, whereas before the mother was doing all the work and the guy was off, you know, doing his work in his office or whatever. And it's an absolutely beautiful book and a real insight into, you know, working with children who are from the autistic spectrum. The Girl in the Mirror, I haven't read. That's a novel. I think Jack was reading that last time I spoke to him. And Will You Love Me is the story of a young girl that Kathy eventually adopted. It was the first book I actually read, although it's not the first in the series. It starts off telling the story from Lucy's mother's point of view of how things went when Lucy was a little girl, and then it goes into, you know, Kathy telling the story. And this poor kid's had so many moves that eventually she breaks down and she says, "I just can't move anymore." anymore. And that's when Kathy gets her. And it's basically about trust and, you know, building bonds and, you know, how this girl came to trust her after having had so much happen in her life and so on, and then eventually came to be adopted by her. But there are other books. There's one called Cut that I'm reading at the moment, which is about the first and second child that Kathy fostered. There's one called something like I Miss My Mummy or something like that, which is about a little girl called Alice, which I haven't read. And there's another one about a little girl called Donna, which I don't know the title of. So I know that there are more books. If anybody has these and would be willing to share in some way, that would be good. And I could, you know, do similar. They may not, of course, have been put onto audio. But these are really, really good books to read. Not necessarily the best books to read if you're feeling a bit emotional or whatever. But I was really impressed. Pause recording.